And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. We are still in our study to Quran chapter 11 to investigate the made-up stories. Yes, indeed, you heard me right. They are made-up stories by Muhammad. So far, we covered with you the story of Noah. And we found out that the Noah of Muhammad has nothing to do with the true biblical account of Noah. After that, we talked about the story of Ad, and these are the people of Ad, and how their prophet Hud was sent to them by Allah. And obviously, we know that this is a made-up story where there is no truth whatsoever. The following story we covered is the story of Thamud. And that is when we learn about Prophet Saleh, whom Allah sent to the people of Thamud. This is the prophet who performed one of the greatest miracles. That is when he brought a camel out of the rock. And the camel had a baby who saw how his mama was killed by the infidels. And he ran to the rock and he hid inside the rock. Once again, a made-up story. Then we went to the story of Abraham, which is obviously taken from the Bible, but that Abraham has nothing to do with the true biblical Abraham. Then we move to the story of Lot, and once again, it is copied from the Bible, but Muhammad corrupted. And anyone will read these stories and compare them by that which is written in the Bible, we figure out without any doubt that they are simply a counterfeit to the true biblical account. Today we move on to another created story by Muhammad about another prophet. This time we're going to be talking about the story of Midian and their prophet who just happened to be Prophet Shaib. Now Muslims have a problem with all these Arab prophets. You see, Muslims tell us that Muhammad was the only Arab prophet. But when I talk about Shaib, and I talk about Saleh, and I talk about Prophet Hud, all these people were Arab prophets because they're tied to some Arab villages within the Saudi Arabia Peninsula. So we have to ask a question. Did Muslims forget that these are previous Arab prophets? Or are they lying about Muhammad being the only true Arab prophet? Now you have to understand the Quran is very clear that Allah in the Quran stated that prophets came from the descendants of Jacob, not anyone else. And biblically, by the way, we find that this to be true. We do not see any prophets in the Bible from Egypt, from Iraq, from Iran, or from any neighboring country, but all the prophets came out of Israel. They were Jewish prophets, and sometimes God used them and sent them to Gentile land, as in the case of the story of Prophet Jonah, who was sent to the people of Nineveh, who were Assyrian. But we never see anywhere in the Bible that some prophets came out of other nations. According to the Quran, this is a very important fact. All prophets are Jews. That's why we believe Muhammad could not be a prophet. To give you the evidence of what we're talking about. For example, in Quran chapter 29 and verse 27, we read, And we here is Allah, granted him here is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we assigned the prophethood and the book to his descendants. So the question we must ask here is that, who did Allah assign the prophethood and the book to? Obviously, the answer is the descendants of Jacob, the Jewish people. Let me give you another verse in Quran chapter 45 and verse 16. For there we read, and indeed we, Allah here speaking, gave the book and the wisdom and the prophethood to the children of Israel. And we provided them with the good things and we favored them above the world. Now we have the same question again. To whom was the book, the wisdom, and the prophethood given? It was given to the children of Israel. Which means all the prophets who came to this world came from the Jewish nation. So why in the world are we reading about all these Arab prophets in the Quran, including Muhammad himself? This goes against the teaching not only of the Bible, but the Quran itself. Now, to prove that these stories are made up is very simple. All that we need to do is read what the Quran said about these made up prophets and their people. And every time Muhammad repeats the same story in the Quran, he changes the information. As if you're reading a story about somebody else. Even though Muhammad has some statements which he loves to use for all the prophets. So if it was Abraham, or it was Moses, or it was Lot, or it was Shaib, or it was Hud, or Noah, you see that most of them would repeat the same sentence, for example, that we do not ask you for wages for it. Our wages is only from Allah, the Lord of the world. Imagine with me, the same sentence is repeated by all these prophets, if they were true biblical names or made up names, and they all work for free. They don't want money from their people. Anyway, so if they were made up stories, or if they were a counterfeit to the biblical stories, either way, we know for sure that the Quran cannot be the word of God. Why? Because Muhammad contradicts not only the Bible, but he contradicts himself about his made-up stories in the Quran. I'm going to share with you a few examples here in the Quran concerning the story of Midian and their prophet Shaib. You have to understand now that the story of Midian and the prophet Shaib is repeated in Quran chapter 7, beginning from verse 85, Quran chapter 11, beginning from verse 84, Quran chapter 15, beginning from verse 78, Quran chapter 26, beginning from verse 176. So if you put these passages side by side and read all of them, you see some verses are the same wording, except because Muhammad never wrote the Quran, sometime he forgot and gave different words. For example, in Quran chapter 7 and verse 85, we read, "And to Midian." So Allah has mentioned Midian as the next story. The next people whom Allah will send a messenger to. Their prophet Shaib said, "O my people, serve Allah. You have no God other than Him. Indeed, a proof came to you from your Lord. So fulfill the measure and the weight, and do not defraud the people their things, and do not vandalize on the earth after its reform. This will be better for you if you were believers." Let us ask a few questions. Who are these people, the people of Midian? Who is Prophet Shaib? I mean, you cannot just make up names and start the story and expect people to believe in it when you don't have any backup for it. If I want to know Noah, I go to the Bible and I can start from Adam and I'll get to Noah. If I want to know Abraham, I go back to the Bible and I can start from Adam and I get to Abraham. If I want to know David, I go back to the Bible and I can start from Adam and I go all the way to David. If I want to know Jesus, I go back to the Bible and I start from Adam and go all the way to Jesus. Now you tell me about a prophet by the name Shaib. Who is this Shaib? Where did he come from and when did he exist? People will tell me, well, read the Muslim scholars. Muslim scholars are fabricating Quran interpretation for naive, gullible Muslim like yourself, if you believe that these are scholars. Why is that? Because they don't have any solid information. You can say Shaib is the grandfather of Usama Dagdog and Muslims will believe it. When in reality, there is no tie between me and Shaib. So Muslim scholars will tie Shaib to Abraham. Somehow, Abraham is the father of all the prophets. And they will tell you, where is the city of Medina? For heaven's sake, if Muslims cannot tie their prophet Muhammad to a city, it's called Mecca. How in the world are they going to tie Shaib to a city or a people group are called Medina? But biblically, we can go to Israel and show you where King David lived, where the kings after him lived. They have the tombs of such prophets and such kings exist, and you can go and visit and touch with your hand. When in reality, we know nothing about all these made-up stories by Muhammad and the fabrication of the interpretation of his scholars. So this is what we read in Quran chapter 7 and verse 85. I'm going to read to you the same verse in Quran chapter 11. For there we read in chapter 11 verse 84 and to Midian. Remember in Quran chapter 7, 85 and to Midian. Same sentence and to Midian. Continuing in 84, their brother Shaib said, O my people, serve Allah. I will take you to chapter 7 one more time. Their brother Shaib said, O my people, serve Allah. In Quran chapter 11 verse 85, we'll continue, you have no God other than Him. In Quran chapter 7 verse 85, we read, you have no God other than Him. Wow, word for word. Continue in Quran chapter 11 and verse 85, and do not listen the measure and the weight. Quran chapter 7 verse 85, it says, indeed, a proof came to you from your Lord. What proof? What evidence? What was the miracle of Prophet Shaib which he performed to the people of Midian so that they can believe in him? Why did Muhammad put these words in chapter 7 but he did not put them in chapter 11? Oh, because he forgot. But why did he mention that Prophet Shaib have some proof? It's very simple, because he's familiar with the story of Moses in the Bible. You see, when God sent Moses from Midian, by the way, the same name of the same city, back to Egypt, Moses said to God, what if they, these are the children of Israel, do not believe me? Then God said, I'm going to give you proof so that they will believe you. So God gave Moses some specific miracles and he performed them before the children of Israel and they believed him. We will be talking about that as we continue in our study. You see, this is the evidence, this is the proof that Moses is a prophet. That's why when Muhammad is writing to us the story of Shaib in the Quran, he's making similar information to make a similar story to another prophet. So what did Prophet Shaib say? He said, indeed, a proof came to you from your Lord. So fulfill the measure and the weight. Yes, he's talking about measure and weight. But I'm sorry. What is the proof? What is the evidence? We have zero proof and zero evidence. And I wish our dear Muslim friends can use the Quran to investigate or literally examine the true nature of Muhammad. Why did Muhammad write about Shaib to come with proof for his people that he's a prophet? But Muhammad himself did not have any proof or any evidence. The only proof and the only evidence Muhammad has as a prophet is his Quran, an empty book we have destroyed right now in over 100 broadcasts in our study of commentaries on the Quran. And the more we dig in the Quran, the more we know that these verses of the Quran is not true revelation at all. If you continue to read Quran chapter 7 and compare it to Quran chapter 11 concerning the story of Prophet Shaib, you'll find that exactly what I'm saying, made up story. But for the sake of time, let me move to the last portion of the story. That is concerning the punishment of Allah on the people who did not believe. You see, in Quran chapter 7 and verse 91, we read, so the quake seized them, so they became motionless in their home. Somehow, some earthquake came and they became motionless in their home. And I have no idea. How can people be motionless, meaning they're dead? But don't worry, Muslim scholars come up with a great interpretation. They will tell you that Allah opened one of the gates of hell, and hot air came out of the hell and literally causes his people to die, motionless. But then a little bit later, Muslim scholars continue to say, a cloud came and have coolness with it. So the men and the women and the children came out to be under the cloud, and then the cloud fell on them and killed them. It's just like somebody's drunk or out of his mind making nonsense interpretation to verses does not exist in the Quran. Even though the Quran is very clear, it said, so the quake seized them, so they become motionless in their homes. Now let us compare that to how Allah punished the same people, the people of Shaib, in Quran chapter 11 and verse 94. For there we read, and a shout seized the unjust, so they became motionless in their homes. How did they die? With a shout. Where did this shout come from? We don't know, but whoa. Muslim scholars know, they will tell you. It is Angel Jibreel himself who shouted so loud. And when he did that shout, their soul left their body. And Muslims do not know that this is all made up interpretation, because if they died because of the earthquake, according to Quran chapter 7 and verse 91, they could not be died because the shout of Jibreel in Quran chapter 11 and verse 94. You cannot make up a story and give me two different causes of death for the same people and expect me to believe that the story you're making up is true story. Don't forget, if you continue to read what is written in Quran chapter 15 and Quran chapter 26, you come up with other new information. It is very simple. Muhammad made up the story, and sadly, he could not remember what he made up in his poetry 5 or 10 years earlier. And behold, new revelation came from Angel Jibreel. He repeated the story once again with new information. So what did we learn, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, out of the story? Oh, there were the people of Medin who were cheating somehow. That was their sin in the way and in the measure. And Prophet Shaib was sent by Allah to tell them, don't do that. So some believed in him and some did not believe in him. And the one who believed in him, Allah delivered. And the one who did not believe in him, the infidels, they were punished and they died. Even if they died in many different ways, it's okay. We just have a beautiful poetry in the Arabic language. And that is the miracle of Muhammad, which is the miracle of the Quran. When in reality, I can open the Bible and read you a few verses which will tell you exactly the whole entirety of the purpose of Prophet Shaib to stop people from cheating. And from reading the Bible, we know for sure that the Word of God teaches us hundreds of years before Muhammad came not to steal and not to cheat. For example, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 35, we read, you shall do no injustice in judgment, in measurement of length, weight, or volume. And in verse 36, we read, you shall have honest scales, honest weights, an honest ephah, and an honest hin. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You see here, God is telling the children of Israel to do justice, to do fair dealing if they're weighing something or if they're measuring something. So he will continue to bless them. Now let us go to the book of Proverbs chapter 11 verse 1. We read, dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Similar message we read in the book of Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 10. Diverse weights and diverse measure, they are both alike an abomination to the Lord. And in verse 23, we read, diverse weights are an abomination to the Lord, and dishonest scales are not good. Do I need a prophet by the name Shaib to come to talk to people never existed to tell them about do justice in buying and selling, when the Bible is very clear in the book of Proverbs or in the book of Leviticus gave us that command? We don't need a prophet for it. We already have Prophet Moses, and we have the wisest man, Solomon, the son of King David. But somehow Muslims have never read the Bible, and all that they believe is the Quran, the miracle of Muhammad. That's why Muslims believe in these prophets who did not exist, whom Allah sent to some specific people who also did not exist. We encourage you, our dear friends, to read the Quran. Compare the Quran to the Quran about all these made-up stories so that you can figure out for yourself that the Quran is not the Word of God and the Bible is the true Word of God. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.